Thank you for calling Ashta Fiber. My name is Farmi. May I ask who I have the pleasure to speak with?
My name is Ryan.
Hi, good afternoon, Ryan. How are you today?
I'm all right.
That's
How
great
about
to hear.
yourself?
I'm doing good. Thank you so much for asking. And how may I help you today?
So I've been on the waiting list for Art Shop, and they're going to be in my neighborhood very soon, I think in the next couple weeks. I actually, my residence is actually, I can see them from where I live, just about where their new headquarters is. And I filled out the form online like three different times, hoping it was maybe a glitch or something going on. But for some reason, when I get to the credit checkpoint, it doesn't process all the parameters that I filled out, and it asked me to call instead. I'm not sure if there's some type of error on the website, but.
Okay, I do apologize for that inconvenience. I'll be more than happy to assist you today, and if you would like, I can help you sign you up to for services.
Sure.
Okay, and can I have your address, please?
That would be 1155 Dogwood Street,
And is
Kingston, New York.
Kingston, okay.
And it's 12401.
Okay. Let's see, Dogwood Street. Okay, so it looks like the in-service date for that address will be October 25th, but we can still
Correct.
pre-order the service today.
Okay. Yeah, that's
Okay.
what I was trying to do before on the site, but for some reason I couldn't get it to go through after I filled out all my information.
All right, I do apologize, and I will bring that over. I will escalate that over just so they can double check, make sure that there's not an issue with the system online. All right, Ryan, and what package are you interested in for the internet?
I'm interested in the $99, the 2 gigabit down up speed.
Okay,
But
perfect.
I'm also interested in the digital phone as well.
The landline.
Yeah, landline. Yep, I think it was like $24.99 or something in that region.
Yes, that is correct.
And when
Okay.
I did the website form, I actually filled out bring my number over from my current number.
Okay. So, right now, do you know if you're going to need any extenders for your house?
No, I'm not going to. Nope.
Okay. All right, and we do want the phone services. We'll be porting your phone number over.
Correct.
Perfect. And oops, and yes. And can I have that phone number, please?
That would be 845-383-1969.
Okay, I have the three. I'm sorry, 845-383-1969.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. All right. Would you need any phone telephone jacks installed at this location?
I don't believe so. No, I think I already have a. I'm not sure exactly about that, but if I already have phone service, would that.
If you already
Should I
have
already
it,
have one?
you should already have one. Yes. So if, in
Yeah.
case you don't have one, then if they have to install one for you, there will be a one-time charge of $49.99. But I'm
Right.
not going to add it at this time because we're hoping that you have one at your location.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that I do.
Okay, perfect. And would you like to add any additional phone lines?
No.
Okay. All right, just confirming that the address of service is going to be 1155 Dogwood Street, Kingston, New York, 12401 is the zip code. And do you own or rent this property?
Well, my father owns the building, so I guess technically it would be renting, but I don't really pay really hardly anything for rent here.
Okay, this is in case we have to get in contact with the property owner just to let them know that we'll be installing.
Yeah, I mean, I pretty much manage and handle the building on his behalf, so I guess you could just put own pretty much.
Own. Okay, perfect. And how are your utilities wired into the home, from the through the air or on the ground?
For my utilities?
Yeah, your utilities, power, phone, cables. If you're not sure, it's okay. They'll figure it out.
I believe it's coming from the pole.
For the pole. Okay. And
I know that the internet that I currently have from Spectrum comes from the pole.
Okay. So most likely that's how the installation will be done. But our technicians go around your property a couple of days prior to your installation appointment, and they see the best way to bring the fiber into your house. If they
sure.
decide to do it on the ground, is that okay? Is that something that you be okay?
Yes.
Okay. And they might do a temporary drop line. But if they don't cover on the same day, they'll definitely be back within 10 days and cover that up. Is that something that you'll be okay as well?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Is your billing address different from your service address?
No.
Okay. Thank you so much. And the service is going to be under your name. First name is Ryan. Is it R-Y-A-N?
Yes.
Thank you. And your last name, please?
Rios, R-I-O-S.
Okay. Thank you. And what is your email address?
R-Y-A-N. R-E. 09@gmail.com.
Perfect. RyanRee09@gmail.com.
Right.
Okay, perfect. And what is the best phone number to contact you?
845-481-6647.
Okay. And how may we contact you? What is your preference of contact, through phone, email, or text?
I mean, yeah, they could, any of them, all of the above is fine.
All of the above, okay. All right. So, since you have also consented to text, at our shop fiber, we can notify customers via text messages with important information like installment appointments, update about the order status, and billing updates. By opting in to receive text messages, you will receive you'll be able to confirm your installation appointment via text. But let me assure you that we will only use this method for account-specific updates. We will not send you any advertisement on your cell phone unless you authorize that. You can choose to opt out at any time through your account portal and receive communication via email or phone calls instead. Message and data rates may apply. Is that okay?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. For the email, do you agree to receive marketing and information discounts and special offers via email?
Sure.
Okay, perfect. You can also unsubscribe if you don't want to continue receiving those. And for the phone, I'm so sorry, but this is the last one. For the phone, do you agree to receive phone calls which may be automatic and or pre-recorded from our staff and its vendors to the phone number that you have provided?
Yes, that's okay.
Perfect. Thank you so much. All right, Mr. Rios, as part of our order process, I know that you have read this information. I just need to say it for the recorded. We would need to
sure.
run a self-credit check to determine if a deposit is required. This will not affect your credit score. We just need a few pieces of information to validate that you are who you say you are and to see if you are
uh-huh.
required to pay a minimum deposit. If you can opt out to the credit check, but by doing so, it will automatically require a $50 deposit. Would you like to do the credit check or the deposit today?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, perfect. Let me just transfer your information over here. Okay. And can I please have your social security number?
127-78-4865.
Okay. Thank you so much. Okay, great. It went through, so I just need to copy the report number. Copy and paste.
That's the part that wasn't processing for me, but I was doing it via my mobile phone, so sometimes my experience sites can be a little finicky with the mobile versions versus the desktop.
Okay, no worries. So we got you. It went through for us, so that this is great. Are you doing auto pay and paperless billing for the discount?
I would like to still receive physical actual bills in the mail.
Okay, so it has to be a combination of the both auto pay and paperless billing for them to give you the discount.
Yeah, that's okay. It's about 10%, right?
$10. If you do the ACH account and your savings or your checking, they give you a $5 discount only if it's your debit card or credit card.
Right.
Mm-hmm. All right. So if you would like to proceed with the ACH auto pay, if you have your router.
What is the other option?
For
payment, if you don't have the auto pay set up, what is the usual procedure?
So you can you'll be billed. You receive the bills in the mail. You can make payments online on your online account, or you can give us a call and we can take a payment over the phone. But unfortunately, you will not receive the discount. So it will be the
That's okay. I'm okay with that.
You're okay with that. Okay. So it will be the $9.99 plus the $24. Okay. So the total bill will come up to $124.98.
Correct.
Okay. Perfectly. Let me go back. Okay. I know that most likely the installation is going to be through the poles, but in case it's going to be on the ground, is there anything that the technician should be should know on the ground to be careful of? Any buried wires or septic tanks?
Not that I'm aware of. I don't believe so. Shouldn't be any septic tanks.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. We are almost done. I just need to ask you if you... Do you agree to be bound by the terms of service as they may change from time to time, as posted on our website, including its requirement to resolve most type of dispute through arbitration?
Sure.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much. I'm just going to place the order right now. So in the future, if you want to do auto pay, you can do that as well. You can go online.
It gives me the option to opt in, and then it'll give me the discount applied after that point.
Yes, but remember, you need to do both auto pay and paperless. But if you don't want to do paperless, you want to continue receiving your invoices in the mail. But you want to set up auto pay, you can also do the auto pay. You would just not receive the discount.
Okay, got it.
Okay, so now that your service has been signed up for, you will receive two emails from Archstaff Fiber. One will be the confirmation of this order. The other one will be an invitation for you to sign into your Archstaff Fiber customer account. Will you be able to manage your account, pay your bill, and review and accept terms of services? Please be sure to register for your customer account prior to your installation appointment. And closer to that date of October 25th, someone from Archstaff Fiber will reach out to you to schedule your installation appointment.
Okay.
So just a little reminder to maintain consistency with your connection. We recommend on your customers to wait until Archstaff Fiber has installed their services prior to you canceling your new.
Yes. I understand.
All right, Mr. Rios, is there anything else I can assist you with today?
No, that was everything.
Perfect. Thank you so much for calling Archstaff Fiber, and I do hope that you have a great day.
Thanks, you as well. Appreciate your help.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.